Thank you, Mr. President. Let me first thank you and your team for all the hard work and leadership which have guided the work of the convention this year. Additionally, let me also thank the ISU for the dedication, professionalism, and support that they have lent to our work. It has been our pleasure to serve as member of the Committee on the Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance, and it will be an honor for Thailand to chair this committee in 2023. In this regard, Thailand would like to express our thanks to Japan, the outgoing chair, and also our appreciation to fellow committee members, the Netherlands and Sudan. Excellencies and colleagues, cooperation and assistance in all its forms, whether financial or technical, is critical in fulfilling the goals of the convention. Furthermore, as stated in Article 6 of the convention, it is our joint responsibility to foster cooperation and assistance for the implementation of the convention. In this connection, as we look forward to 2023, please allow me to highlight some issues that the committee would prioritize. One, the committee will continue to encourage and support state parties in taking advantage of the individualized approach on the margins of the intersessional meetings and also at the 21st meeting of state parties. We find the individualized approach a useful platform for state parties to share their progress and challenges as well as their need for support. Second, the committee will also continue to encourage state parties to ensure regular dialogue with stakeholders, including by establishing national mine action platforms and drawing from lessons learned and examples of good practices, both near and far. Three, transparency and accurate reporting are crucial for sound assessment and analysis of the state of implementation for all state parties. It can contribute to a more coordinated, well-targeted, and effective cooperation and assistance. In this regard, the committee will continue in 2023 to promote and assist state parties to utilize the voluntary online reporting tool. Four, the committee will also work on strengthening the cooperation fund to support the exchange of best practices between state parties to the convention. Five, the committee, with the support of the ISU, will continue to seek opportunities to strengthen cooperation and assistance in support of the implementation of Article 5 and victim assistance commitments and other issues of importance to the convention through not only activities in Geneva, but also regional and national activities. Six, the committee will also take advantage of the European Union Council decision to support to ensure that matters related to cooperation and assistance are included in national and regional dialogues on issues such as mine clearance and victim assistance. Dear colleagues, in closing, Thailand is committed to the goal of achieving a mine-free world, and we believe that an important key to achieving this goal is cooperation and assistance. Toward this end, Thailand will explore new and innovative ways to advance cooperation and assistance under the framework of the convention. Lastly, Thailand would like to again express our thanks and appreciation to current committee members and look forward to working with the new and incoming members of the committee in 2023. Furthermore, we also wish to thank the support that state parties and other partners have given to this committee, and also look forward to having a more, a better and closer working cooperation with everyone in 2023. Thank you very much.